Hello, this is the Daily Encouragement Net podcast for Thursday, August 13th, 2009. We are Stephen and Brooksine Weber, and I'm happy to share that Brooksine is with me today. We share these messages each weekday morning, although we've been a little bit spotty during our trip, and our goal is to encourage others. Today's message is titled, Generations Come, Generations Go. It's based upon two scripture texts, Ecclesiastes 1 verse 4 and Ecclesiastes 3 verse 2.
One generation passes away and another generation comes, a time to be born and a time to die.
Today we'll be going to a lakeside resort in Oklahoma for a family reunion on my mom's side of the family. Although my mom passed away in 2005, we still stay in touch with her extended family, which includes her sister, my Aunt Frances. Originally 8 siblings, Aunt Frances is the only one now living. We are the descendants of our grandparents, George Washington and Nellie Mae Steinkross, who passed on about 40 years ago, both well into their 80s. For many years, we met informally when they lived in their small home in Harwood, Missouri. But at their deaths, the oldest son, Gentry, proposed having an annual reunion, and since 1975, the descendants have gathered each summer for the Steinkross family reunion.
Based upon the 40-year generation cycle, there have been some 75 generations that have come and gone since King Solomon wrote the words of our daily text. Indeed, generations come and go. That's quite obvious and indisputable. In your youth, you think you'll never get old. When you're middle-aged, as we are now, your foolish, youthful theory has been disproved as the clock ticks away. And I suspect when you're in your golden years, you especially realize just how fleeting life is.
Reunions are beneficial for a number of reasons. They're a reminder of how temporary life really is, how fast it passes, and the need to focus on that which really matters. Brooksine's and my parents have both gone on to be with the Lord, so our generation is next. At the death of our parents, we stare our own physical mortality head on.
Today we encourage you, examine your roots and your destination. Generations come and generations go. You have come and you are most certainly going. According to James 4:14, we are a mist that appears for a little while and then vanishes. The vital question for each of us is this: where am I going? And have I properly prepared for the future?
In the book titled When Christ Comes, Max Lucado describes a grand vision of the Lord's return. He writes that once we get a glimpse of that glorious future event, we will realize that nothing else matters. Well, let us stay faithful today in living out and proclaiming that which really does matter.
Let's pray together. God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, your mercy endures to all generations. Your truths are timeless, and your provisions are abundant to those who call upon your name. Help us to gratefully declare your faithfulness to our generation, so that generations to follow will also call on the name of the Lord and be saved, just as we see throughout the scriptures. Generation by generation, we proclaim the salvation that comes through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Amen.
Amen. It's nice to have Brooksine back with me today. Yesterday, I prepared the podcast without her. She was visiting in Arkansas with her brother and his steer, and we're back together this morning, and it's a joy to share God's word. As we've been sharing, we are on a trip to the Midwest. We've already had a reunion with her side of the family, and this weekend it's my side, then the long trip back to Pennsylvania, beginning Sunday early morning. Let me just share with you, we do have some additional reflections on our trip and photos on our site. Excuse me. Which, of course, is dailyencouragement.net. Again, this is the message that we are prepared for Thursday, August 13th, 2009. We have one recommended song today that I think really goes with the message. It's called find us faithful. And that hit me as just a good, suitable challenge in my life, and that we challenge you as we live out our lives for Christ. Well, have a blessed day. I don't expect to prepare a message tomorrow. I don't even think we'll have internet access on the lake. However, hopefully in our motel room Monday morning, we'll be able to share a bit of a challenge and a bit of our experiences over the weekend. The Lord bless each one of you, and may you stay faithful in your generation.